Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back for another exciting episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Today, our guest is Shantae of the Brown Goddess Collective. Shantae is a champion for personal empowerment and wellness of the mind, body, and soul. She is a certified registered yoga teacher who has guided and taught hundreds of people to connect with their inner peace and personal power through movement and meditation. Shantae believes there is a spark inside of everyone that was meant to be lit and set ablaze. Shantae launched Brown Goddess Collective, a wellness brand for women of all shades of brown, to connect communities of brown and black women who practice or are interested in yoga, meditation, and mindfulness. Welcome, Shantae, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why don't you start off just by telling us how you even got into like yoga and mindfulness and how Brown Goddess Collective came to be?
My journey into yoga really started in 2009 or so, actually as a part of a rehab program for my knee when I blew out my ACL, coaching volleyball. And I'd played volleyball for years in high school and college and never had such an injury until I was coaching. So I was like, go figure, right? And so as a part of my rehab program, I found myself on the mat. And this is when I was living in Chicago. And when I first started taking yoga, it was hot yoga. And I actually, after my first class, I told my roommate, who was also a former teammate, I said, I am never doing that again. I hate yoga. That was awful.
Aww.
It just was so hard and I didn't understand it. And I was used to being super physical as a collegiate athlete, but I just didn't understand it. I didn't get the poses. I was with the hot yoga. I actually felt really sick afterwards and just dehydrated. And I was just like, this is not for me. But we had a 30-day Groupon. She's like, we just spent some money on this Groupon and we're going back. And
So
I did. But it wasn't really until I moved back to Miami in 2010 and I started learning about yoga and mindfulness from the community standpoint and started, I went to a couple of events where community events, free events, where I was really able to see like how it brought people together. And I talked to young kids and older kids and even someone who was blind. Practicing yoga, and I could just feel the energy. And I was like, this is what I'm down for. Like, I'm down for some stuff that feels good and creates positivity and has other people feel good. For the most part, that's what drew me into yoga here in Miami.
And what kind of made you launch Brown Goddess Collective?
Sorry, let me backtrack into kind of fast forward into the journey of yoga for me.
Okay.
I think you'd asked me not only when did I start it, but like, how did I come into it? And I got to be honest, at that point in time in my life, when I moved back to Miami, I was finished with my master's program. I was writing my thesis and I was looking for a new job as I was trying to change careers. And really, I was just at a big turning point in my life. And I didn't realize it at the time, but when I look back now, and I see the path and the trajectory that my life was on before I found yoga, I could see now that yoga was really just a tool or a way for me to, I want to say reconnect to myself, but like it wasn't even so much about a reconnection as it was for a rebirthing or a recreation or even a transformation of myself from the person who I'd left or had moved from Chicago. And when I moved down here, just starting a whole new life. So yoga found me at a point where I needed some drastic change and I was looking for something new. And I was in some points at a crossroads and other times feeling like I was in dire straits for this transformation that I didn't know how I can make it happen or what would even be possible on the other side of that transformation. And I was blessed enough to meet my teacher, Terry Cooper Space, and kind of came into her sphere of energy and got swept up. And the next thing I know, I was in teacher training, and that teacher training took 10 months. And it was some of the best 10 months of my life. And then after that, I started teaching immediately, and it just all really fell into place and very natural for me, especially as someone who's coached volleyball and used to working with body and movement and health and wholeness. But it was just a different avenue, and I really like that.
No, that's amazing. And how do you help others, like, kind of find that within themselves through yoga? Kind of that going through the transformation, finding kind of that peace. And when you're going through transformative times in your life, or you're changing careers, or you're kind of making shifts, how do you kind of help instill that in people, the benefits of mindfulness and meditation and yoga?
Well, it's helped that I've experienced that personally for myself. So, you know, I always say yoga was essentially the second layer of my transformation. The first layer of my transformation came through a spiritual rebirth, if you want to call it that, and my spiritual community here in Miami, Unity on the Bay, and just which is a non-denominational but Christian-based community where all faiths practice. And really just learning some of those like truth principles and universal truth principles, and just setting a strong foundation for positivity and spirituality. And then yoga came along, and then it gave me the layer of physical mind-body connection, which in the true essence of what yoga really is yoga means to yoke, or to like to union, to connect. And you're really connecting yourself as this person who walks around throughout the day, goes to work and goes as a mom and all these types of labels that we have. You're connecting that version of yourself to the inner self, the person, the place inside of you that is calm and at ease and filled with gratitude and joy, the person that you and your higher self that you're meant to be here in your everyday life. But life gets in the way, and things cloud our judgment, and we get hurt, we get disappointed, we build walls to keep ourselves safe. We sometimes create distance between ourselves and others in the illusion that we're safer that way. And when I teach yoga, I teach it from the perspective of this like tool to help you break down those walls, to get a glimpse at your light. Sometimes our light where it shines really bright, and other times our light is really dim, just depending on our circumstances. And I also teach people that you're not your circumstances, that at the truth of who you are is pure love and forgiveness and just this divine energy. And we have things that happen to us, but that is not who we are. And so as I teach yoga, I speak a lot of inspirational messages. I share these inspirational messages through my yoga teaching. And oftentimes it's related to things that happen in our body, like our energy and the way that our energy gets blocked and the way our energy moves freely. And I format my classes and my sequences and my meditation and the breath work and the music and all of those things to create a full multi-sensory experience where people, even if it's just for that 75 minutes, or even if it's just for 5 minutes at the end of the class, they have a moment where they like shed all of the layers that they've built up, and they can catch a glimpse inside of themselves, to themselves. And that's what yoga and connection is really all about.
One thing I really talk a lot about on the show in regards to like early accountability, or helping people like just get started and stick with, like we say, those personal and professional goals they set out for themselves. We've been kind of doing this self-care series and really talking a lot about self-care. And what I love about the Brown Goddess Collective is it really emphasizes community and connection. And can you talk about how connection, or just having a community around you, can be so beneficial when it comes to self-care for yourself as an individual?
Yeah, so community and connection is everything. It's the reason why we are here, to be in connection and in relationship with each other. And if you, it's funny because when I ask people, sometimes people bring up their relationship status, and you know, they're single, married, divorced, widowed, you know, all those, it's complicated. Don't ask, don't tell, like all these different types of labels that people put on relationships. And sometimes people are like, oh, I'm not in a relationship. It's like, yes, you are. You're in relationships all the time with so many different people. And it's really only when we're in relationships that we get a better glimpse of ourselves, because we're all here to challenge and support each other in growing. And sometimes those lessons of growth are messy and ugly and uncomfortable, but you can only get those lessons when you're in relationship with someone else. Life would be pretty boring if the only relationship that you had was with yourself.
Right.
So when it comes to community as a form of self-care, one of the things that we do when the Brown Goddess Collective, which is all about sisterhood and wellness, like-minded women supporting and encouraging and uplifting each other of all shades of brown, especially because I wanted to create a space where women of all shades of brown, it doesn't matter if you're Muslim or Jamaican or anything in between, where you had a space where you could feel as if you're part of the majority, which is something we don't get to experience. And having that shift of perspective, even for a moment, is really empowering. Mm-hmm. I feel it every time I go to Atlanta. I'm like, what? This is awesome.
Yeah.
For example. And so when you come into community, we have the format of the class or the gatherings that I've been doing through Brown Goddess Collective is called Brown Goddess Magic. And the format is a 2-hour class. The first hour is a yoga class and just a regular yoga class that I teach, all levels, all very accessible for any body type. And then the second half of the class is a woman's circle. And I've been really, really interested and more drawn to not only participating, but leading women's circles. And I lead another circle for a meditation studio as well. And what happens when people come together and they, first of all, when they sit in a circle in a way that no one is hidden, mm-hmm. and everyone can be seen.
Right.
And through seeing everyone, immediately people have the opportunity to feel validated.
Correct.
Some people also feel really uncomfortable because a lot of people like to hide in their regular lives, you know?
Yes, yes.
So it's a really good opportunity to either challenge your and stretch your own comfort mm-hmm. levels or to support someone else in being seen and being heard. We have a couple of key components of how we share in a women's circle that I think is really important. The first one is, everything is confidential. What happens in the circle stays there. Also, you don't have to share if you don't want to. You can always pass.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because I want to honor, like, sharing is not for everyone. And sometimes people just need to listen. There's a lot of value in listening.
Oh, so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which also brings me to another component is how we share. We share in a way that's called council sharing. And it's a really ancient art form, just like circles. This is nothing new. I didn't make this up. This has been happening for thousands of years, where women and men come together and support each other on like-minded causes and reasons. Ceremonially and ritualistically and all of that type of stuff. But when we're in the circle and we're sharing, we have a talking stick, and the person with the stick is the one who can share. It's not really a stick. It's actually a beautiful figure.
Yes.
And the person who's sharing, they can share for as long as they like. I don't cut people off. We don't have a time limit.
Right.
This is really about someone expressing what's inside of them, what's coming from their heart or their mind.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't get that opportunity. And then the next component is how we listen. It's really a practice of listening without an agenda. So a lot of times what happens when we're in a circle and we know that we're going to be called on next, or, you know, our turn's coming up, you're planning your answers and what you're going to say. And I hope that she doesn't say what I say. And that's going to sound stupid, and all that inner dialogue that happens inside of our heads. I invite people to put that aside and to focus on the person who's sharing, because we all deserve and need to be heard and seen and valued as individuals and as women. And in this case, as brown or black women as well. So I'm always amazed at what happens in the circle. I mean, I've been in some circles where just the opportunity to say someone's name, like to introduce yourself and the reason why you're here. That's yes. also another question that I always ask. Like, why are you here? What's your intention? Because we need to have an intention for our presence. We took all this time. We made all these plans. We made arrangements for our children. We spent money, whatever the case may be, to be in this circle together. It's important to discuss or to at least acknowledge that reason.
Okay.
And sorry, just one last thing.
Oh, no, go ahead.
It never ceases to amaze me that as people share some of the things that I hear, well, first of all, sometimes tears just come like out. And it's like, I can almost see like that energy rising and coming. You could like hear it in the throat. And the next thing you know, that person is crying and maybe like just a teardrop or maybe like a full on like boohoo. And all of that is like really welcomed and invited. You know, I say tears are just the other side of laughter. Laughter is really important. So is crying. So it's very
absolutely.
Healthy.
Yes. I've had some good cries in yoga.
Hashtag tears on my mat.
Tears on my mat. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's really how we release our energy and our drama and our trauma.
Yes. And I think sometimes people only think that comes from maybe like a church or spiritual in that sense or like therapy, but yoga and like you said, mindfulness and meditation, there's just so much in the Dharma and everything that's given out in it can really help people transform, like you said, and even just release things or even just having that safe place where they feel comfortable enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really magical. It's beautiful to hear someone share something very open and vulnerable. You'd be surprised at how much people feel comfortable sharing in front of strangers versus in front of their own circle of people. Because a lot of times what stops us from sharing openly in front of our own circle of friends or family is the fear of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're with strangers or people who you probably won't ever see again, or you might not see until the next
right.
month, and they're
mm-hmm.
sharing too, you feel a lot more free. And
right.
on countless times I've heard people, they'll share something. They're like, oh my God, I haven't said that out loud before. It's almost like they're like, whoa, what's happening? I'm expressing myself in ways that I've never done before. And this feels so good. I didn't even know I had that in me. I didn't know I was holding on to that.
Yes.
I didn't know I was upset about that.
Right.
I had that fear. And then other people see that and mirror that. And the experience is just unbelievable. So healing.
So how can people find out more about Brown Goddess Collective and how can they kind of get involved in the community that you've created, especially if they may not be close to you, like physically, geographically? Because I know you still do some things kind of out in the world, not just where you're at locally. I know you've done like vision board parties, things like that. So why don't you tell us how we can like stay in contact with you and all of that?
Absolutely. So we're on social media. You can see and connect with us on Instagram with @BrownGoddess_Collective. And then Facebook, it's @BrownGoddessCollective. Email BrownGoddessCollective@gmail.com. We have monthly gatherings. So in April, we actually have two. One on April 6th, which is a Saturday. That's taking place at a private residence in Miami. And then the second one is at Zen Loft Yoga, which is in Coral Springs, and that's on April 19th, which is a Friday. Aside from that, and our monthly gatherings will be happening regularly, I have a lot of great things coming down the pipeline. So in no particular order, you can expect to see a silent day retreat locally, as well as a weekend staycation retreat, which I'm excited about for both of them. Aside from that, you know, we're building our online platform. I have a meditation and we'll be offering meditations online. And my desire is to also to film yoga classes, to create content online for people to do yoga with Black and Brown women. Because I hear that a lot. I've been hearing that a lot for years. I mean, I've been teaching since 2011 and I've gotten lots of requests from friends and family and people from all over the country. Wanting me to do some yoga videos that they feel like they can relate to. So i.e. with Black and Brown people. Mm-hmm. And with this platform, we'll be able to create that. But for right now, you can stay connected through all the social media. You can connect with us in person locally in the South Florida area. And I do have plans to spread and to expand into a bigger online market and to do things domestically as well as internationally too.
All right. So Shante, what is your daily mantra? What kind of keeps you going and keeps you balanced, keeps you grounded? And it might change. Well, like what's kind of one of your mantras or one or mm-hmm. two of your mantras right now? I know people say they change.
they totally change.
Yes.
Yeah, they totally change.
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, I need strength.
And right.
Uh-huh. Like that. Other times I feel
courage.
And right now I'm feeling I'm in a space where I'm feeling really empowered. And I know that I'm leveling up in my life in so many ways. And this mantra that I'm going to share, actually, I started to use it at the end of last year. Last year was a very challenging year for me. I felt like I was in a drought, like in the middle of the desert, you know. I was underemployed and my creative energy was low and I was just struggling, to be completely honest, just having a really rough year. And I remember at the end of the year, I was talking to actually Terry Cooper Space. I was feeling overwhelmed and we kind of just decided to snap out of it for a second. Like, hold on, we are not overwhelmed. I don't know how to claim that I'm overwhelmed with life or with, you know, what I'm up to. Instead, I'm going to claim that my capacity increases every day.
Yes. Yes.
And I use that mantra, like my capacity increases, my capacity expands. If you guys could see me, I'm kind of spreading my arms out.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
You literally like open your arms and like feel the expansion from left finger to right finger and just feel the heart open. And imagine that you're getting a lot of like sunlight, a lot of abundance, a lot of prosperity right through the center of your heart, right infused into your body. And know that you are more than enough to handle this and then some. And once I started to embody that mantra, that my capacity expands, things started changing like that. And that's actually a big part of how Brown Goddess Collective was born and came to fruition at the end of last year. That, along with my vision board. My vision board also represents Brown Goddess Collective, and it did not exist at the time when I created it in June.
Yes, good.
So really excited about that. When I actually, right before our kickoff, I looked at it, I was like, oh my gosh, look at what's here. Even the word goddess.
Right. But it's a great reminder that even in times where, like you say, we feel overwhelmed or we feel like there's a lot going on, there may be something really great there, or there probably is something great that's really getting ready to birth out of you. Yes.
And it's usually just a matter of flipping the switch on a new perspective.
Absolutely.
Or releasing some kind of energy or clearing some kind of space or, you know.
Absolutely.
Any of those types of things. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And I think people definitely needed to hear that. Shante, thank you so, so much for being on the show. Again, Brown Goddess Collective. Make sure to check them out on Facebook and Instagram. And website will be coming soon. So make sure to stay tuned. But thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you, Shante.
I appreciate you and your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Until next time.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.